I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations plans to withdraw peacekeepers from the Democratic Republic of Congo in a couple of months. Civilians are concerned because of increasing violence. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says that may be contributing to the phenomenal response to their two-year-old evangelism program called Reaching Congo Students.
Over 14,000 people have made a profession of faith in Christ. We're now starting a very strong push on follow-up, using booklets that we're printing to take these converts down the steps of worship and prayer and Bible study.
The team needs both prayer and financial support. Our website has more details if you can help. And despite recent controversy, today people across the United States have gathered to observe the National Day of Prayer. Join evangelist Sammy Tippett in his prayer.
Father, I just come to you and I pray for our country, from people in slum areas to the people in wealthy areas. I pray for our political leaders, our church leaders, for everyday, ordinary people. I pray that we would once again humble ourselves and turn to you. Oh God, I pray that you would move among us, that you would send that great revival that is needed in this country, that you would change our institutions, you would change our culture. Father, bring us back to those things that have made us great in the past. Bring us back to our faith and trust in you. I pray, Father, that Jesus would once again be magnified in this country as Lord and Savior. And I thank you that you're going to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.